Hoy te voy a enseñar 19 formas de decir lo siento. O sea, 19 formas que tú puedes usar para variar tu inglés un poco, para tener un inglés un poco más avanzado, un poco más fluido, un poco más natural. Si tú quieres más lecciones como esta, nada más te pido que me lo dejes saber en los comentarios, me dejes saber qué es lo que tú quieres trabajar y también de verdad ayuda mucho por mover este video y este canal y no podemos seguir creciendo sin tu ayuda. Ya, comencemos. Te voy a enseñar 10 frases que son no tan formal, o sea, un poco informal y van a ser los más comunes, pero también te voy a enseñar como 9, 10 por ahí, frases que vas a querer usar para pedir disculpas en un contexto un poco más formal. ¿Quieres saber los dos, seguro? Lo primero, I'm terribly o awfully sorry. Terribly o awfully. I'm terribly sorry. Lo siento muchísimo. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know.
I'm awfully sorry, I'm afraid I can't help you.
I'm awfully sorry, I'm afraid I can't help you.
Nota acá el adverbio terribly o awfully está como magnificando un poco tu sentimiento. Y para hacerlo, también quieres hacerlo con tu voz. Quieres dar énfasis al adverbio. I'm terribly sorry. I'm awfully sorry.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know.
I'm awfully sorry, I'm afraid I can't help you.
I'm awfully sorry, I'm afraid I can't help you.
Otro acá muy común, I am so sorry. Lo siento mucho. I am so sorry.
Rach, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. Rach, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you I had kids. I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you I had kids.
Nota también que estoy enfatizando un poco so y haciendo una pausa ahí para enfatizarlo un poco más. I'm so sorry.
Rach, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. Rach, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you I had kids. I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you I had kids.
It's my fault. Yo tengo la culpa. Es mi culpa.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Don't be sorry. It's my fault.
Don't be sorry. It's my fault.
It's. Tienes que pegar tu lengua a tus encías superiores. It's my fault. It's my fault. Nota que lo más común al final es no pronunciar la T completa más el stop T. Fault. Fault. Deja tu lengua ahí arriba. It's my fault.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Don't be sorry. It's my fault.
Don't be sorry. It's my fault.
I apologize for más verbo ing.
I apologize for intruding. I apologize for intruding.
I apologize for asking.
I apologize for asking.
I apologize for interrupting. Me disculpo por interrumpirte. Creo que lo estoy diciendo bien. I apologize for interrupting.
I apologize for intruding. I apologize for intruding.
I apologize for asking.
I apologize for asking.
Ahora tenemos uno muy informal y también muy corta para algo que no fue tan grave. My bad. My bad. Mi culpa.
Yeah, that's my fault. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, that's my fault. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I haven't read it yet.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I haven't read it yet.
Pero muy informal y no para nada grave, ¿no? Para algo pequeño. Ah, my bad.
Yeah, that's my fault. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, that's my fault. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I haven't read it yet.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I haven't read it yet.
sorry about that. Lo siento por eso.
Sorry about that, Rex. My bad. Sorry about that, Rex. My bad.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to eavesdrop.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to eavesdrop.
Sorry about that. También para algo un poco pequeño, ¿no? No quieres chocar un auto con alguien y decir, ah, sorry about that. Es un poco solo para cosas pequeñas, ¿no? Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, Rex. My bad. Sorry about that, Rex. My bad.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to eavesdrop.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to eavesdrop.
I messed up. I messed up. Lo arruiné o metí la pata.
I messed up, okay? I know that. I messed up, okay? I know that.
All right, I messed up. I did. I'm sorry.
All right, I messed up. I did. I'm sorry.
I messed up. I messed up. Nota acá que vamos a vincular. La T se va a convertir en R suave. I messed up. I messed up.
I messed up, okay? I know that. I messed up, okay? I know that.
All right, I messed up. I did. I'm sorry.
All right, I messed up. I did. I'm sorry.
I was wrong. I was wrong. Estaba equivocado yo.
Clearly, I made a mistake. Sam, I was wrong.
Clearly, I made a mistake. Sam, I was wrong.
That's not the truth. I was wrong. That's not the truth. I was wrong.
I was wrong. Nota acá, el was, segunda Z. I was wrong.
Clearly, I made a mistake. Sam, I was wrong.
Clearly, I made a mistake. Sam, I was wrong.
That's not the truth. I was wrong.
That's not the truth. I was wrong.
I shouldn't have done that. No debería haber hecho eso.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have done that. I apologize.
I shouldn't have done that. I apologize.
I shouldn't have done that. Si quieres saber muy bien cómo pronunciar shouldn't, tengo toda una lección con shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, que deberías ver para aprenderlo bien. Pero I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have done that. I apologize.
I shouldn't have done that. I apologize.
It was my mistake. Fue mi error.
Listen, Nana, I'm sorry. It was my mistake.
Listen, Nana, I'm sorry. It was my mistake.
It was my mistake. It was my mistake.
It was my mistake. It, la cosa, el asunto ahí, it was, el pasado, ya fue, it was my mistake.
Listen, Nana, I'm sorry. It was my mistake.
Listen, Nana, I'm sorry. It was my mistake.
It was my mistake. It was my mistake.
Ahora varias que son un poco más formal. My apologies. Mis disculpas.
My apologies, sir.
My apologies, sir.
You're late.
My apologies, Your Highness.
You're late.
My apologies, Your Highness.
Es como decirte, estoy dando mis disculpas, ¿no? My apologies. My apologies.
My apologies, sir.
My apologies, sir.
You're late.
My apologies, Your Highness.
You're late.
My apologies, Your Highness.
I'd like to apologize. Me gustaría disculparme.
I'd like to apologize.
I'd like to apologize.
I'd like to apologize.
I'd like to apologize.
I'd like to apologize. It was my mistake. Ay, puedes combinarlos, obviamente. It was my mistake. I'd like to apologize.
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 I owe you an apology. Te debo una disculpa.
Sorry, I owe you an apology. Sorry, I owe you an apology.
I owe you an apology, sir.
I owe you an apology, sir.
I owe you an apology. I owe you an apology. Noto acá que vamos a vincular I owe you an. You an. También reduciendo eso a un sonido schwa. You an. You an. I owe you an apology.
Sorry, I owe you an apology. Sorry, I owe you an apology.
I owe you an apology, sir.
I owe you an apology, sir.
I sincerely apologize. Me disculpo sinceramente.
I sincerely apologize.
That's okay, Captain.
I sincerely apologize.
That's okay, Captain.
Mr. Donaghy, I sincerely apologize.
Mr. Donaghy, I sincerely apologize.
I sincerely apologize. Nota acá la acentuación de las palabras. I sincerely apologize. I sincerely apologize.
I sincerely apologize.
That's okay, Captain.
I sincerely apologize.
That's okay, Captain.
Mr. Donaghy, I sincerely apologize.
Mr. Donaghy, I sincerely apologize.
I hope you can forgive me. Espero que puedes perdonarme.
Whatever happens now, I hope you can forgive me.
Whatever happens now, I hope you can forgive me.
I hope you can forgive me.
I hope you can forgive me.
I hope you can forgive me. I hope you can forgive me.
Whatever happens now, I hope you can forgive me.
Whatever happens now, I hope you can forgive me.
I hope you can forgive me.
I hope you can forgive me.
That was wrong of me. Eso fue mal o estuvo mal por mi parte.
That was wrong of me. That was wrong of me.
That was wrong of me.
That was wrong of me.
That, el asunto, la cosa que hice, that was wrong of me. That was wrong of me. I hope you can forgive me, combinándolos.
That was wrong of me. That was wrong of me.
That was wrong of me.
That was wrong of me.
I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. Quería decirte que lo siento. I wanted to tell you, obviamente wanted, porque estamos hablando después del evento, de la acción. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry.
I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry.
I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry.
Y si puedes hacer una pausa ahí antes de I'm sorry, lo hace más fuerte, ¿no? En vez de I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. Ok, igual las mismas palabras, pero la pausa lo hace un poco más fuerte, enfatiza un poco más las palabras. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. Nota la E de acá, wanted, wanted, comiendo la T y id, id, wanted, wanted to. T, reduciendo el to a un sonido schwa, t. I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry.
I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry.
I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry.
I take full responsibility. Asumo toda la responsabilidad.
Sir, I take full responsibility.
Sir, I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility. I take full responsibility.
Sir, I take full responsibility.
Sir, I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
I'm ever so sorry.
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 Muy formal está, pero lo vas a escuchar de vez en cuando. Lo siento mucho, pero en una forma muy formal. I'm ever so sorry. I'm ever so sorry.
I'm ever so sorry.
I'm ever so sorry.
I'm ever so sorry.
I'm ever so sorry.
Si quieres seguir avanzando, si quieres llevar tu inglés al próximo nivel, tenemos más de 300, llegando a 400 videos acá por YouTube para ayudarte a hacer justamente eso. Y si quieres trabajar conmigo de una forma más personalizada, si quieres mi ayuda personalmente, que vengas a uno de mis cursos. Si estás empezando desde cero y tienes que trabajar tu pronunciación, tu listening, tu speaking, fíjate en mi curso de Fast Fluidez. O si ya tienes una base fuerte y te gusta aprender con música, con canciones, si te has aburrido ya de aprender con libros y texto, a que vengas a mi curso de inglés con música. Los dos enlaces en el primer comentario. Y mil gracias a todos que han venido a Patreon. De verdad, ayuda mucho a mí seguir haciendo contenido gratis aquí por YouTube. Todavía no sobrevivo de YouTube. Así que me ayuda con eso un montón, ayuda a apoyar este canal y eso, espero que estés muy bien, hasta entonces, chao, chao.